the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft. Here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Any day is a good day to get into the great outdoors, of course, but Monday would be perfect in more ways than one. Me, I'm going to stroll down to Ottawa's City Hall, which, wouldn't you know it, just happens to be where my polling station is located. Wherever your polling station is located, make sure you go and mark your X beside the candidate of your choice. If it's a Liberal, please think twice. In my riding of Ottawa Centre, there hasn't been a Conservative elected since Moses was a cowboy, so I might as well be spitting into an ocean and expecting a sea change by voting for the Conservative candidate. My riding is Socialist Central, home of far too many academics and federal civil servants, and therefore a lost cause for any conservative who believes in spending within your means and paying more than the minimum allowed on your credit card. Look at the province of Ontario, for example, which last week had folks boasting about its job numbers. While Canada added 54,000 new jobs last month, Ontario led the way with 41,000 of them, the majority of them full-time. The trouble is, they're all public servants, and we're paying for each and every one of them. So much for the anti-Doug Ford chorus about who would be certain he would be gutting the civil service like a fish. No guts, no fish. You know the old expression that you get the government you deserve? Well, we'll soon find out. And if we have anyone to blame, it'll be ourselves. For Outdoor Driller Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Nice to have Mark back up on the saddle. Sounds wonderful again. He had his challenges this year, but they're all behind him, I'm sure. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Joseph Gorskowski of Fishing Canada fame, and filling in for Mr. Labadie. Where is Mr. Labadie?
Where is he?
I don't know. I thought maybe he would have told you.
Probably like another reunion or what?
Family reunion at the trailer park, maybe. They probably close the trailer park down this time of year, and they have a big bonfire and all that stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board, as per usual, on the line with us. You heard the familiar little jingle prior to the last break, played erroneously, by the way. Why? Said Joseph Gorskowski. on the line with us is our in-house safety expert. His name is Bradley Schlarf. Good morning, Bradley.
Glad to hear you're not folding to the pressure there, Joe.
Thanks, Brad.
Now, the moose hunt is underway. The deer hunt will follow soon. And we need to check and see if there's any hunting stories, Brad, before we get into any updates from the Thanksgiving weekend.
Hunting stories from me?
Yeah, you're a big hunter. You keep telling people you hunt every year.
I got no hunting stories this year yet. But was out in the bush yesterday, though, checking cameras and making sure tree stands are safe to go up in, and now I'm just hoping for the weather.
The weather, and how is the weather shaping up? What's your prediction? Apparently we're going to have a very severe winter this year in this part of the world.
Well, the weather right now, looking out the front door, the whole lawn is covered in frost, but it's also covered in leaves. So those leaves, after that frost gets off, might demand my attention today.
It is
there. So here I go again, whining about yard work.
God help us. There was some activity in the hunting world. I understand that a hunter was shot and wounded in Madawaska Valley in eastern Ontario.
You know, and that's another bad news story, but it's so rare that it happens. People just got to be careful. And, you know, there's the other one. So this is Ontario. Like, it doesn't get any purer than this, except maybe in the deep south. A drive-by shooting from an ATV. But, and not to make light of it, because this is a really stupid thing. But, you know, did it have to happen? Like, an ATV is the vehicle for a drive-by shooting. It's really not the kind of thing you see in the movies.
No kidding. So somebody was on an ATV, took a shot at what they thought was a moose, and it wasn't. It was a human being.
No, it wasn't a moose. So there's more to the story. So the lady that's the victim apparently has posted some stuff, and this side-by-side ATV is roaring up and down on this rural road and being a nuisance, and someone extends their opinion to them, and sometime later they drive by, and there's four bullet holes in the house.
Oh, so they were actually targeting the woman.
I don't know about the woman or not. Like, it doesn't say that, but they came back and they shot at the house. And to give credit to this, this is not somebody that's anti-gun, anti-hunting, anti-anything like that. Maybe just anti-stupid driving on an ATV. But the lady says that she's heard of circumstances in the past where somebody was shooting at a bird and maybe hit a house by accident. This wasn't it. They hit the house four times.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't it. Wow.
So this has well gone into the realm of criminal activity.
So what sort of charges could stem from this?
Well, if nothing else, careless use of a firearm. But careless is kind of not where you do it on purpose. So I'm sure that once the police, so it'd be the OPP and Thunder Bay Detachment, once they catch up with them, there will be a plethora of criminal charges laid, no doubt. This really doesn't sound like something that was just sort of a hunting accident. And there are no accidents. It's like car crashes. There's no accidents. There's always something stupid that happens.
And then I'm sure it'll go before a judge who will look at it and say, well, yeah, but, you know, the poor gentleman was probably provoked into shooting at the house because the house was there and he happened to be there and the sun was there and the moon. And we'll just let him go. You know,
well, and you know, there is the little comment from John that fewer incidents than the average weekend in Chicago. That's true, but I got a sidebar here. So there's a retired police officer where we go south that's from right outside Chicago, and he has a fair bit of experience with Toronto. So he reads an article, and it says last year, and I'm not 100% sure on the numbers because memory fails me, but he says, boy, he says, he's a big hockey fan too. He says, yeah, he says, Toronto and Chicago just about the same size. He said, I read that they were up to 70 homicides in Toronto last year. I said, yeah, that's pretty close. He says, it's 700 and some in Chicago.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
True story. He told me this.
Wow. I thought we were slowly creeping in on them. Obviously not. That's insane. Wow. So let's now talk about Thanksgiving. How was it?
Oh, Thanksgiving was magnificent. Like, we had the big get-together at my brother's house, ate way too much, did all the stuff we're not supposed to. But and what's this about you falling off the food wagon?
Well, I had some turkey, and I had some stuffing, and I had some, you know, pie.
Gravy.
And I had gravy. No, yes, I did. I had some gravy. Not much, like, not a lot, but enough to be considered delinquent in my responsibilities. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
Everybody's got to splurge once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way I look at it too. Anyways. So you're hunting what now, or are you at all?
Well, right now is the glory of both turkey and white-tailed deer is permissible in my vicinity. So maybe tomorrow morning will be a blended trip with my bull.
Nice.
Maybe, or maybe might be a blended trip on the rake. I got another little one here. So I see this in the news. This is the first inflatable PFD story that I've heard about someone being charged with an inflatable. So Midland Detachment, or in Southern Georgian Bay it's called now, are still out on the Thanksgiving weekend in the boat checking late-season boaters. They check, it looks like, 28 boats. Don't find a whole lot of non-compliance, but one of them is insufficient number of PFDs in a boat. A fella hands them his inflatable for inspection. There's no CO2 cylinder in it.
Oh, whoa.
Well, hey, you can.
That's really noticeable
because
you know what yours feels like every time you touch it. You can tell when there's no CO2 cylinder in there.
Oh, you feel the weight, too. I mean, there's no question about it. Wow. Now, did he get charged?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
But who knows what the rest of the story is? Like, he's charged with not having sufficient PFDs in the boat, so maybe that's the only one they had. Like,
yeah,
I know the marine operators from Midland quite well, so I'll get to the rest of the story someday when I encounter them.
All right, my friend. Listen, send me a picture of you on the rake, will you? I gotta see Brad on the rake.
Very few things would be far more humiliating.
Have a good one, my friend.
Talk to you later.
Bradley Schlorf, playing it safe, retired staff sergeant from the OPP, now the in-house safety expert on Outdoor Journal radio program.